Texas Education for Sylvia Burdon, SYLVIA GORDON, with the birth is 6/26/1967, date of accident is 7/11/2023, and date of service is 10/2/2024. The patient presents with the ongoing symptoms of severe pain in the left side of the neck, left upper back, left shoulder, with shooting pain to the left arm, and has numbness and tingling constantly with spasm of the trapezius muscle. The patient denies any pain in the lower back or any radiation to the legs. No motor weakness is reported. Occasionally, patient noticed pain shooting down to the left arm laterally, but no involvement of the finger is reported. However, the patient has difficult time lifting the left shoulder beyond 90 degrees on active motion, and it becomes painful. Forward flexion is also the 90 degrees limitation. The patient does complain of headaches off and on with minimal dizziness and vertigo and loss of equilibrium, and no other symptoms are reported. Initially, patient was seen in Henry Ford Hospital, where she remained for 5-6 hours. CT scan of the neck and shoulder didn't show much of any positive pathology. The patient has tried physical therapy for the last several months. Her first visit was in May, and she has been not doing her physical therapy treatment for the along with other treatment at home and whatnot. She reports 80% improvement, however, the pains have still been present and have not gone away. Overall, the pain is between 2 to 5 most of the time, and ADLs are affected for. Kindly review the records for the ADLs. System review, additional issues, as well as the medication, substance abuse, regular compliance. Okay. Physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 124/81, pulse is 68, pulse oxygen 98. The rest of the journal is the same from previous visit, which is dated 9/4/2024, dictation number is 0915-006. Diagnosis of the same plan is as follows. Although the patient has several issues, one is the spasm of the upper trapezius and cervical fibers, for which trigger point injections were recommended to the patient. The patient is also doing massage and physical therapy acumen, acupuncture and chiropractic treatment. However, the pains have not resolved. He should continue physical therapy in the focusing on the cervical and thoracic spine, as well as left shoulder area continuously, although there is a substantial improvement, and massage for 2 weeks is also recommended due to the serious spasm in the trapezius muscle on the left side. She can continue working 8 hours a day for 6 days with 5-pound lifting limit at max, and that has been reviewed. The patient received the following medication, which is Mobic 7.5 once a day for anti-inflammatory, laxative 10 milligrams twice a day for muscle relaxation. They can receive Photonix 20 milligrams twice a day for bone protection. All time was provided 60 tablets, 1 or 2 PRN every 8 hours for pain relief. Lidocaine is provided for topical pain relief in around 600 mg twice a day for radiculopathy. Aloe vera was provided for GAD disorder and sleep and rest and pain relief. If the symptoms are continued, I have ordered an MRI of the cervical spine and an MRI of the brain without contrast with neuroquant and SWI. Tension unit was also ordered for the patient, and patient is otherwise reasonably stable. He'll be seen after the MRIs are done. Thank you.